Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show has been classified R-rated. Your discretion is advised. There is bad language, there is cussing, and we really don't give a rat's ass. Welcome to WFSO Aftermath Special Edition. We are back.
Well, we've never been back.
What the bitch is doing at the cage, though?
Well, as you see, we still have a few people here from watching the
picture. We got a few people here. We got James here.
We got a few people here.
Hey,
I can be a dog count.
They're always here. Robert's always here. Dawn's always here.
We got somebody with split personalities, so that's why.
Yes, you could be right. There are a few people here. There is James the Facebooker. James the person we know away from Facebook. James the wrestling fan.
James the YouTube guy.
James the Vine guy. James the serial killer.
Did you guys not like Captain Crunch?
Yeah, we like Captain Crunch, but you talk about a different cereal.
Well, I guess there's Cocoa Puffs as well.
That's what AJ is. He's my little Cocoa Puff.
How else do you start the day? With eggs and toast?
Yes.
Toast.
Oh, my God. Listen, man.
Who's that? Wait, Bob Rapper
representation. I'm stoked. Don't be saying that. I have visions now of Robert going into breakfast at school tomorrow, and then he like, Ed, don't. Fuck you, don't. Really? Miss Flynn, could you come up to school? It's about Robert. I'd be like, oh, shit.
We already know what it's about.
Like, you mentioned Toast, didn't you?
Oh, no.
They got
no
job.
They lost the game.
You get the elephant out.
The elephant on the table. We've got some of the elephant
now, guys.
Are we actually going to talk about the pay-per-view, or should we just giggle instead?
We should giggle and say random crap.
Oh, I like
stop
that.
Stop on hell, that's hell.
James and
our first match. Oopsie match. I even forgot what
the opening. So you mean the pre-show kickoff with supposed to be Big E Langston and Curtis Axel for the IC title, but that didn't happen due to injury.
And we know how Axel got injured. He was on Shark Tank trying to pitch an elephant with his mystery wife. And he got beat by her for a bad idea. That was the injury.
I'm checking YouTube to see if I could find that. Because,
you
want to
post that video.
Oh,
you?
My God, yes.
I tried to look for it. I couldn't find the elephant thing.
Wait, but wasn't that like a new episode or something?
I thought they
previewed
the new episode on Friday.
Oh,
ooh, I hate this.
We
were watching it on
this
demand.
This phone sucks.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
This phone sucks.
Well,
which one is
about
it?
About a phone?
Oh, Apple iPhone 6 or 7?
This
or
is a 5S, guys.
Oh, 5S.
They're not the 6 yet. That's in a couple months.
Okay. That's right before Christmas, right?
Pretty much,
okay.
Yeah. That's what they
meant
then.
Oh. But the match ended up being Kofi Kingston versus Damian Sandow.
And Sandow won with the "You're welcome,"
like as he called it. What? This is like okay, because what was his original move was?
It was this. The title belt. Oh, we're talking about that. Oh, I thought
that was his original finish move.
That's what I thought.
I think I'll stop if I were you.
Please don't do that ever again.
What
she's being weird, Robert. I can't find it. I'm going to have a look through and find it, and then I'll post it.
I want to stop the argument.
No, this is the woman doing it. This is a husband and wife couple.
Oh, you should just go YouTube Shark Tank?
That's what I put.
Oh, Shark Tank elephant?
Spot that.
Did you have argument elephant?
I'm just doing Shark Tank elephant. You guys carry on talking about the pay-per-view.
And then we
we were talking
is that
about,
it?
No.
No, we were trying to figure out like what move
stop.
Was Damian Sandow's like original move before he came out with that.
What season is it?
You're welcome.
Season 5, right?
But,
probably if you're watching the newest one.
But you know what? Oh, forget about the move. Let's go with.
Mindy.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit on the game. I'm just like, wait, nobody didn't touch the ball. Nobody.
Thank you. The hell in the cell. Favorite. The hell in the cell. We got some competitive and thrilling action as the gladiators battle to get out of the hell.
I think we just need to have James do this for the whole show. Carry on, James.
They bowed to get out of there and they were like, oh my god! And then, what was even opening
back? The opening
back. I remember there was a tag team match.
Yeah, it was a triple threat tag team championship match.
Oh,
the Shield versus Cody and Golda versus the Usos.
Oh,
it was a good back and forth match, so
that was one of the better matches.
It was like
I don't remember what the opening match was. Well,
that was the opening match.
Well, that was the opening match.
Yeah.
Then it kind of went downhill after that.
James needs a ball to
you. Let's do this, Robert. Go get some Captain Crunch. Let's get all calciumed up. Does that make strong bones?
The Tennessee match was like one of the matches we at least expected to start, well, kick off the show, but it did, and it did deliver. As you can tell, Cody Rhodes and Goldust, they retain the titles.
Or Tank. Mama.
And then there was a thrilling match with the United States Championship online. Dean Ambrose versus... Oh, crap, I don't know.
Biggie Langston.
I was going to say Biggie Langston, but, oh, yeah.
Your rival
rookie
take...
versus rookie. Who came out on top? Count out match.
Oh, yeah, Biggie did win by count out. I thought he was going to say... I thought he was going to say Easy E.
I love Easy E.
Oh, God. Too bad his son sucks.
Yeah.
His son.
Oh.
Episode.
See the hoes are trying to pop.
And then there was, well, there was some other thrilling matches, weren't there? Oh, and then in the most anticipated return of ever, John Cena won the World Heavyweight Championship in an everyone could see it coming match.
Everyone see it coming.
There wasn't a dry eye in the house except for mine when I was saying, saw it coming.
Alberto Del Rio versus John, the return of John Cena for the World Heavyweight Championship. I know half of the people, of course, some people don't like Cena, but I guess they're happy more that he did win it to put some more prestige in the world title. That's what, like, that's what I've been reading, and that's what half of y'all been saying. So
yeah, I can agree with that. Yeah,
Put some more prestige to the world title. Also, well, we way ahead. We gotta go back. It was
we're not doing these in order, just so you know.
Oh no, I just like doing them in order. But we did forget the Miz tried to challenge Bray Wyatt, but unfortunately he got ended up being up by the Wyatt family. Without Bray Wyatt, Kane made his return, chokeslammed the hell out of everybody.
He was like, I'm back, bitches. Like, I'm back from film See No Evil 2. See the theater. May 19th.
Is that the actual date?
They're going to run it.
That wasn't the first one.
I bet they're going to run it.
They had an actual date for the second one. Oh, yeah, we're trying to do this and try to watch the Packer and Viking games at the same time. So bear with us if we do some screaming, because most likely the Packers got this game.
One, but still, we got to scream. Because it's Vikings-Packers. You'll never see it again, except for in a couple weeks.
No, this is the last time the Packers going to play in that arena. I wonder if their next arena is going to be outside. Then they know how Green Bay feels when they always going outside.
True.
What?
Huh.
Well, I was talking about the arena for the Vikings. Oh, the Band-Aid on your forehead. I knew that. I was just trying to ignore it. But,
Then in an out of nowhere match, we had a Divas intergender match.
This is a Divas
intergender.
A Divas mixed gender.
It was a mixed tag match with
I was gonna say it could have been a mixed gender. Have you done either male or female?
It was a mixed tag match with Fandango and Summer Rae, which make her.
That's not how you say it.
Oh, I don't care how they say it.
Like
Fandango.
Could be called Fandango if all I care. But anyways.
You'll never get through one this one.
We didn't say
who.
Featuring Summer Rae.
Fandango and Summer Rae went against the Great Khali and Natalya in a mixed tag team match. Yes, she did good, like, I already expected her to be like a decent wrestler, but she did take some bumps and bruises and all that stuff. But I knew she was good from theater and NXT. And James was right; she did get the pin for the win. Which they go for two.
About that.
Right? Oh, Packers going for a field goal.
Hold on. And they made it.
Yep, they made it.
We won.
Oh, we're going to win anyway.
Oh, wow, they're up 20 points.
They're just going to win anyway.
The Packers just Chris Brown the Vikings.
This is a Chris Brown.
If only you... That must be the owner of the old Vikings.
And the man who's like, fuck it.
If you were only there in that Super Bowl all the time, we was down there at the Hyatt.
What? They got Where's Waffle Cheerleading?
Well, they got that right. Where's the Vikings?
And that's the year right now. That's for sure.
Right. God, what was...
Why is Adrian Peterson out?
I have no idea.
The bitch.
I think because they was going to be losing anyway, so they probably just decided not to use him.
Who knows? They could run for a touchdown.
Oh, dude, that how they started the beginning of the game, ran all the way to for a touchdown?
Run for a touchdown. Well, it's too late for that.
You know they're going to be trying, too. But,
I'm going to skip my bus.
No! Okay, bye.
I'm going to have to depart for Rage in the Cage. The Cage Dome. No cage can hold me. Because the bus is... The next bus is at 11 o'clock. Do you think I'm waiting at 11 o'clock?
No.
Well, I have to go home if I can't get there.
Now, that's funny.
What?
Greg Jennings. We got 3 receptions.
See you later, James.
He only got like 9 yards.
Now you can get back to normal. See you.
Bye.
Bye.
We're going to take a break and we're going to talk about the rest of the pay-per-view. Play some.
I am.
I'm out at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever, I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere, yeah they love me everywhere, I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway, pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street, catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons whipping pastry, cruising down A Street, off white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas, me I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling. Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City is a pity. Half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice, Z-Lo. 3 card, Marley. Labor Day parade. Rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty. Long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding, curves need blind. combined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the Apple Eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Welcome back. Well, unless we do have sanity in the room.
No, we don't. What are you puffing out the same?
God, that's true. But,
half of us are under psychiatric treatment. The other half need to be. There's nothing normal about this household.
Wait, who's on? I know somebody's on psychiatric treatment. You said there's people that needs to be. Who is that?
The rest of us who aren't.
So that means you three.
Yeah. I didn't say I was normal, did I? I've never proclaimed to be normal.
Oh, yeah. I think nobody's going to like. He probably got posted in a group that said Brian lost the title. Oh, Brian didn't win.
Mindy!
But,
anywho,
2-on-1 handicap match with CM Punk versus Ryback and Paul Heyman. It started out with Paul Heyman went all the way to the top of the cage, and no, he did not climb up there. You think his fat stuff would get up there?
What are they doing?
I have no idea what that dog is doing. Or what they're going to try to do, another kick.
I'm sorry.
There you got it.
It's her causing trouble.
As always. Well, anywho. Oh, wow. You can't catch me. Sorry, Mandy, what
is
that? But,
phone case actually in a box or so?
What? One of the bags, actually.
And
one bag?
Yeah.
Although this Hell in a Cell match didn't, you know, because no Hell in a Cell match can beat the Undertaker in any kind of match, but this one with CM Punk versus Paul Heyman and Ryback, kind of close to it, although it was all Ryback and CM Punk wrestling. CM Punk did win it.
Libby's had enough to stop.
CM Punk win the match, and he did actually get his revenge on Paul Heyman as he climbed top of the cage, constantly beat him with a kendo stick, and did the GTS and made Paul Heyman go. Okay. The Divas Championship is up next, and well, like I said, my position is totally they weren't going to win. They took a knee.
Robert, come on, you'll see
your dad. me go in and tell these people that let's see, did Brian win? No. There we go. Oh yeah, there was another match too. The Real American versus Los Matadors.
Los Matadors.
Los Matadors.
And Los Matadors.
Wherever you want to call it.
Los Matadors won the match.
Packers next year go for Adrian Peterson.
Yep.
I hope it'd be cool if they got him.
You know, it'd be cool if they like. Yeah, but we wouldn't
be here. Like, I want to come back next year. Please let me come back. Tell him.
Yep,
oh, yeah, you can do that, too. I forgot. That would be like a NFL meme.
Yeah, I
just
want to let you know I really want to come back. I miss my fans. I'm scared, man.
We a trip. God. Los Matadors versus the Real Americans. It was a decent match for what it was. Los Matadors did win the match. Let's see. So Los Matadors, they won their match. Divas Championship match, which kind of looked, it was looking like it was getting. Like I said, there are improvements with the Divas, and they did. Oh, excuse me, they are improving. Let's put it that way. But anywho, good match for what it was. But AJ Lee did retain the title. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to talk up. I'm always choking on my own words. I don't know why. It's just me. But AJ Lee did retain the Divas Championship belt. And it looked like but everybody know how it happened, like Rhea was going to do her running knee to the ropes, end up hitting Nikki, and that's when AJ had put on the Black Widow. And, of course, the main event, a little bit of a controversial main event, Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton for the vacant WWE Championship. Okay, if people that didn't see it, here's how it happened kind of towards the end. Earlier, like, Daniel Bryan pushed Randy Orton and ended up ran into Shawn Michaels, which was an accident. They probably didn't know Shawn Michaels was going to be there, but, ooh, wait, let me move my feet. Okay, there you go. But, anyways, I guess Triple H trying to put his two cents in, like, he wasn't even in there at the time. He was distracting Shawn Michaels, and it looked like Daniel Bryan could have won that match due to Triple H interference. And suddenly, when Shawn Michaels was out, they had no referee or whatnot. Triple H was kind of coming in and check on Shawn, and well, Daniel Bryan at first was checking on Shawn. Then Triple H pushed them over. Then they were still checking him out and see if he was okay. Then, again, Triple H turned around, ended up running into the running knee. Then it was about to be... Don't carry it! Don't carry it! It's heavy!
I'm going to slide into the kitchen or the bed can't go down.
Oh.
No,
no. But we're going to talk more about, well, Daniel Bryan did win the match, but when we come back, we're going to talk about there's possibilities on how they're going to play tomorrow's Raw. So we're going to go with that. But until then, we're taking a break. If I can just find the right song. Where is it? There we are. We'll be back.
Well, I'm here to show the world.
What you work hard for, I get free.
Yeah.
are back. There are some people that are happy about the title change, and there are some people that are not happy. Let's see. Let's see what some of y'all said.
No, I'm gonna get you.
Is there a laundromat near there?
Yes.
Sweet Chin Music by HBK wondered if this is going to be Shawn Michaels getting back into the ring versus Daniel Bryan. Let's see what else. Let's see what else. Let's see what else. Well, it seems like there ain't much going on to talk about, and yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Probably just gonna leave it to that because like, not many posters is up yet because I think some people don't know what happened. So, see if we can do the recap. Damien Sandow defeated Kofi Kingston. Goldust and Cody Rhodes retained their titles. Well, you might as well say like. Only two titles was retained was that in the Divas title and the United States. Although Big E Langston did win, but he still didn't win the belt. He also had a mixed tag match, which Fandango and Summer Rae won. The World Heavyweight Championship match, John Cena is the new champion. Randy Orton is the new WWE champion. So that's the quick recap on that. Check our show out tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. Central Time. We're going to talk about more about this, and I thought I was going to explain some of the scenarios that they could do for Raw. So I'm thinking, one, they could Daniel Bryan may want his rematch. He might get it, or he might call for it to get it for Survivor Series, but only time will tell. Thank you all for listening, and just stay tuned for us tomorrow. We're going to play out a song, and we will just end it from there. So y'all have a good night. Peace out. I've had enough.